When you hear the music,
connect the dots.
Hey, it's connect the dots. We're gonna tell jokes, we're gonna travel to the moon and back. This is your home. Hey, we're making noise, and we're talking, and we're walking. But this is Connect the Dots. Hey, listen, don't tell me how it can be done. Let me tell you how it can be done. It's simple. You tell jokes. That is the secret of the universe, telling jokes. People can make other people laugh. Well, that's where it's at. Hey, listen, it's the Coleman Radio Show. It's called Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Yeah, that's my real name. Hey, you know what? I tell jokes. I write songs. I write poetry. I write books. I make movies. That's right. I make short movies at almost zero cost. Hard to believe, right? But if that's what you want to do, you can do it. You got to believe you can do it before you can do it. And that's it, 888-627-6008. You can call into the show. You can tell a joke. In fact, I put the joke challenge out there to people who know how to tell jokes or claim they know how to tell jokes, and I'll match anybody joke for joke. But you got to be ready, Teddy, because jokes have to be learned over a period of time. You can't start making them up like 10 o'clock this morning and then by 4 o'clock in the afternoon you have every joke in the world. No, it doesn't work that way. But jokes make the world go round. Yes, they do. Not stupid comments made by stupid people. Jokes make the world go round. And that's the way it is. I'm telling you. But at the same time, I'm telling you, everybody is annoyed. We're all so annoyed with government. We're annoyed with the military. We're annoyed with all the stupid people in the world that make all the stupid decisions that make everybody's lives miserable. That's right. Authorities, all they do is make people's lives miserable. We don't even need authorities. People in general know what to do, how to behave. There's only a small number of idiots that allow themselves to be mind-controlled by other idiots and other manipulative forces that ruin everything for everybody. And guess what? We don't like that. You know, it's annoying. It makes everybody's life difficult. And we're tired of this crap, as the saying goes. But the solution to making people happy is tell jokes. That's right. Or good music. That makes people happy, too. And gives them the opportunity to dance. Dance their pants off, as the saying goes. And we're all the great musicians. We're all the great dancers back in the, last century. But that's the way it is. And you got to deal with it. Regardless. And at the same time, you gotta live your life by the rules. Not the ghouls, but by the rules. Yeah, but we'd like better rules in this world. We're tired of all these stupid rules that make us all do all these stupid things that don't even make any sense except suppress us. And we don't want to be suppressed. That's right. You know, I'll make a declaration for everyone here. We don't want to be suppressed with all these stupid rules and things that force us to do things that we don't want to do. And we're all tired of the government setting fires because we got a couple of jerks up there with laser guns, directed energy weapons, starting forest fires, burning people's houses to the ground. Yeah, it's done with directed energy weapons. Come on. We know a fire can't burn every house in the neighborhood and not burn the trees. Come on. Wake up. Why isn't anybody talking about that? Why is there still a governor in California? I have to pick on California because that's got to be the most stupid state in the world. Not America, the world. California, come on. You know, a lot of good people out there, but the government, it's like another, it's another entity in itself. Governor Jerry Brownsheet, is that his name? Anyhow, what an idiot. What an insensitive, totalitarian idiot he is. And the rest of the government in Sacramento. They're nothing but a bunch of idiots. They don't make decisions for the people. They make decisions against the people. Plus, they allow the state to be chemtrailed to death, manipulated with weather to death, and just plain ruined. Who did that? Government. That's right. I don't know what's worse, the California government or the federal government. And then, hey, we got the problems on the East Coast. Same thing. Stupid government. I mean, really? We got a... I'm from New York, and there's a governor in New York, and he's trying to tell us that America was never great. What kind of a moron is this? That man should have been deported the minute he said that. And then when the news reporters catch up with him in Antarctica, where we could deport him to, where he would be out of the way, not interfering in everyone's life like he is now and ruining everyone's life, he asked him, how could you say America was never great? What kind of a traitorous, no-good so-and-so are you? And that's what we got on the East Coast. But you can't compare to the stupidity of Jerry Brownsheet. Is that his name? You know, not cousin of Ben and Jerry, but just Jerry Brownsheet. I don't know why he has a brown sheet. I guess because he's been stained with fecal matter. What's that? Wouldn't you like to know? Anyhow, it's just stupid laws forcing people to vaccinate their children against their will. Who the hell made that law? What, do they have a state congressional group of devils here in California? There's devils running your state, people of California. You better make it downtown and storm the Bastille, as the saying goes, because these people are not, they're not people, they're devils, and they're doing everything in their power to make your life difficult. Hey, school's coming up. If you don't send your children to school, if you send them to school, you're cooking your children with microwave radiation. This is not a joke, this is a fact. That's right. This is a fact. It's not a joke. I can tell you a joke, but I'm waiting for somebody to call up and tell me a joke, and then I'll tell a joke. That's right. You know? Hey, you ever hear, you know this guy's Cheech and Chong? Well, it turns out I found out they have, they're on Twitter. Tommy Chong, half of Cheek and Chong. Well, I challenge him to a joke for joke. Maybe you can pass the word to him. Because obviously he doesn't look at his tweets. Hey, I challenge him joke for joke. He could be telling jokes right now, but, you know, hey, I can't blame him. He's a stoner, you know. To get too stoned, you don't... You know, you're incapable of responding to people. You're just stoned. Well, tell that stoner to call up and tell us a joke, you know? You used to be a comedian. Ha, ha, ha. Well, anyhow, forget about that. Let's just move on. Forget about the comedians. Let's talk about the idiots in this world. Is there anybody stupider than a governor of New York State that tries to tell people that America was never great? Huh, yeah, with idiots like you, it never will be either, you moron. And that's about my statement on it, you know. Here it is, hey, I'm on the East Coast, I can talk about what's going on over here. There's nobody more stupider than the governor of New York. Oh, yes, there is, Governor of California, you know. California. Oh my God, is California still a state? I wonder why the NWO wants to murder everybody there, start the forest fires, and make everybody's life miserable. Because they know that the governor of California is a traitor. He might as well be serving some of their killing race from another planet. Because they are so stupid in California. That's right. If you're in California, your government is stupid. First of all, they allow some pathetic organization called Hollywood to exist for profit, of course, for which they get kickbacks. And, yeah, don't say it doesn't happen. You know, it's just stupid. And all the other stupid things that go on the West Coast, you know? The stupid, stupid trouble between the police and the people in Seattle, Washington. That's a that's an ongoing, never-ending story. You know, we have our problems here on the East Coast, too, you know? Stupid authorities forcing people to do things. There's nothing more stupid than the traffic management of New York City. Here it is, the most heavily populated area in the whole world, Manhattan Island. And they do nothing but take parking spaces away from people, reduce the number of lanes. That's it, reduce. That's their idea of traffic planning. Now, we're not going to give the driving public more lanes. We're going to reduce their lanes. Boy, is that smart, isn't it? I mean, really, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable. They couldn't be any stupider if they tried. And that's what it is on the East Coast. Plus, under the authority of the New York State governor, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, the most stupidest run subway system in the world. That's right, I can say it because I've been riding it since I was a child, and it is the stupidest railway system ever mismanaged in all of history. You know, it used to be the greatest subway system in the world, and now under the direction of the governor and his team of mismanagers that milk the system to put money in their pockets, that's what's going on. Ruin the service for the people. They have taken the greatest public transportation system in the history of the world, and they've ruined it. And they keep on ruining it, and they go out of their way to make it as worse as possible. And they make it worse every day, and they waste the taxpayers' money. Realize, you've heard of it before, the Second Avenue Subway. That's a project that's been in the working for over 40 years. You got that? Over 40 years, a 2-mile project, and it still isn't finished. Now, there couldn't be a worse track record in the history of the world. 40 years, and they can't build a 2-mile subway system. They only have like half of it built. In 40 years. You got that? In 40 years, they only built half of a 2-mile subway system. Can you be any worse than that? You know? And they're still projecting losses, and they're still inconveniencing people who take the subway system. And they're still planning on closing down lines to do repairs that they don't really need. It's all about contracts and kickbacks. That's it. I'll say it again, contracts and kickbacks. And that's how management rules public transportation systems. It's not just prevalent in New York. They do it in every city in America. They can get away with contracts and kickbacks. And therefore, public transportation ends up costing 10 to 20 times more than it really should. And that's the sickening reality that we have to deal with. Hey, this is the Call On Radio Show. If you know how to dial a phone or punch the keys, it's 888-627-6008. In fact, if there's anybody who still has a dial phone, hey, call in and tell us about it. And you can describe what it actually looks like because there's many people that don't even know what the hell a dial phone looks like. They'd have to watch an old movie and see someone walk into a phone booth and dial something. That's real. That's the truth. But, you know, all these new age teenagers and preteens, You're caught in the Matrix. You don't realize that you've heard about it, the Matrix. Well, you're in it. You're asleep in the Matrix. You don't realize it. And the thing that's keeping you asleep in the Matrix is your cell phone. I don't want to get down on people, but if you're living your life through your cell phone, don't you see? You're allowing a stupid mechanical device to lead you around your whole effing life. That's right. You wake up, you look at it, you hear clicks, you hear messages. Rather than talk to people, you'd rather text them, because you're living your life through your cell phone, because that's what your cell phone is there for. It's to control your mind. It's to get you to do everything through the cell phone, so Big Brother can know everything you're doing. But you shouldn't worry, right? Because if you're not doing anything wrong, well, you got to worry. That's what they tell you. But believe me, you can't trust Big Brother. Big Brother has sold you out already. Before you were born, you were sold out. You just didn't realize that. And your parents went along with the program. You got born in the hospital, you know, where the doctors wrongly influence your mother about how to have a baby. You don't lay down, you're supposed to squat down, and the baby drops out by gravity. Yeah, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I tell people every week this. You know, I wrote this book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots. I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory, to educate the human race about 1/10 of 1/100th of what's known. But at least you'll know that, and you'll be a lot smarter. Because you didn't get an education from the public education system. All they taught you was how to respond to bells. That's right, and commands. That way, when they declare martial law, you will obediently listen to whoever tells you what to do. You know, it could be anybody. It could be a clown that went to the Army Navy store, bought themselves a uniform, and walks around the streets telling people what to do, and you're so stupid you don't even realize that he's not an official authority. But you've been trained to listen to anybody in a uniform, and if you're a military person, you've surely been trained to listen to people in uniform with little badges on their shirt pocket and stuff like that. And say, I'm General Monkeyhead, and I'm ordering you to go to the FEMA camp and commit Harry Carey. And if you don't, we'll do it for you. But you got to leave everything at home and just walk out of the house, get on the cattle train, and we'll take you right to the local FEMA camp, and then we'll deal with you when you get there. You don't have to worry about it, and we'll take care of the whole mess. And before you know it, you'll be falling asleep into oblivion. But we want you to sign over all your property and rights before you get on that cattle car train. Now, dude, hurry up, go along, sign away your rights, and we'll march you off to the slaughter camp. I mean the FEMA camp. And that's what is planned for the human race, and don't think it isn't. You can't trust government. If you trust government, you are a stupid sheeple. People are sheeple. That's right. You could be a couch potato right now listening to this, but I try to wake up couch potatoes. You know, roll off, hit the floor, you know, snap out of it, as the saying goes, and realize you are being walked to the slaughter with the power of suggestion. And they're telling you all kinds of lies. Who are they? They are the government. The evil ones. They're worse. I don't know what's worse, government or devils. But either way, they're using the power of suggestion to get you to do what they want you to do. They don't even have to force you anymore. They just talk you into doing stupid things. And you stupidly go along. That's right. You know, you need to gain control of your life if you're listening to this radio show. Hopefully, you have some control of your life. But if you keep listening to the people on fake news, or to the voice coming out of your cell phone, or the voice on the subway platform that tells you, sorry, we've canceled the train. We humbly apologize for any inconvenience it caused you. In fact, that's the nonsense that's going on, because I use public transportation on the East Coast, and that's what they do here. Whether it's New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or whatever, they just cancel the trains. You're on the platform, you know, and they cancel the train. They don't have a fill-in train for you. They'll just give an announcement, your train has been canceled. We apologize for any inconvenience, and that's it. There's no replacement for the train, and there's no communication beyond that. They just arbitrarily decide to cancel trains, and you have to put up with it. Is that sickening or what? But that's how it's done here on the East Coast. It's probably the same on the West Coast, too. You know? The authorities just put out these messages. They do whatever they want to inconvenience the public, and then they just simply put out the politically correct message. Sorry, but we had to cancel your train. We apologize for any inconvenience. Blah, 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 blah. There's no train waiting to replace the train they created. They do the same thing with the buses. No replacement. They'll just pull the bus over to the side, and the bus driver will tell everyone has to get off because the bus is broken down. And then you just sit there and wait. And if you're on a route where there's one an hour, well, that's just too bad. You have to wait the whole hour because they're not going to put a replacement bus on there for you or a replacement train. They're just telling you, you have to get off. The machine broke down, and it's tough luck, buddy. Oh, but we apologize for any inconvenience. Yeah, that makes the whole thing better, sure. And this is the crap we have to go through. Hey, the name of the show here is Connect the Dots. Do you realize that there's a ongoing plan, part of Agenda 21. There's different versions of Agenda 21, but the basic thing is depopulate the human race. We got, you know, 7-8 billion people here. They want to bring the population down to 500 million. Hey, it's written on the Georgia Stones. God only knows why that stupid monument is still standing. Should have knocked down a long time ago, put up by the elite, the special group, the 1% of the 1% that controls everything. Yeah, they were warning us back then. That's the audacity of these creatures. I can't even call them people. That they're telling us to our face that they're going to annihilate 95% of the human race because that's their plan. And we're just supposed to silently get in line and march to the slaughterhouse. That's it. Slaughterhouse is the FEMA camp. That's it. Don't ever allow yourself to be led to a FEMA camp. Because if you look, they've done plenty of videos on this. They've got barbed wire fences around it. They've got control towers on the edge of the property. And they can get everybody in there, and they can turn on the microwave oven and cook you. They don't even need gas anymore. Just turn on the mass microwave ovens, and it'll just cook you from the inside out like a piece of meat. That's it. And that's the plan for the human race. Don't tell me it's not. I mean, supposedly there's creatures, there's E.T., some other realms are here trying to liberate the Earth. And, you know, I listen to the tweets. You know, they're fighting the people in Center Earth. They're the Argathian Society. Supposedly there's humans living in caves deep in the Earth, like Journey to the Center of the Earth. Societies living there. There's some other bad ET elements in the sky, floating satellites around that are harmless in different other ways. And they're supposedly taking care of all these bad guys. But in the meantime, on the surface here, surface of planet Earth, they are leaving us to suffer. Whether they like it or not, I have to call their bluff on this because, hey, you know, if you know about all these other bad guys about up above and below, you know, you can't just neglect the people on the surface. Yeah, you say you're going to take care of us eventually, but in the meantime, you're not helping us out with the problems here. No, you don't have to do anything for us, all right? We thank you for what you are doing, but at the same time, First of all, I got a question. How the hell could you, the good guys, let the earth suffer through, and the people of the earth suffer through these thousands and thousands of years, and then all of a sudden you show up at the last moment, and then you're telling us about how all the great things that you have planned for us, but it's not going to happen overnight because you guys showed up at the last minute, and you're finding problems beyond what you thought was here. And then you're unwilling to be responsive to those of us that are telling you, hey, they're cooking us on the earth here. They're stabbing us in the back, and you're not doing anything for us. You know, and then we have to listen to, oh, well, you're removing the bad guys, the reptiles from the caves below the earth's surface, and you're taking away the dangerous weapons floating around in the sky. Yeah, that's all wonderful and good and great. I ask you people to call into the show, and you never do. That makes you as unresponsive as our stupid-ass government that we hate. That's right, we hate our government because they are unresponsive. They're all under the control of evil, the dark side, the bad guys. That is government. We don't need government, we don't want government, and we could do fine without government. And meanwhile, you're doing all your things trying to free the human race, and you're still willing to deal with these stupid guys called government that don't represent us. You realize that? Hey, ETs and ETs listening out there, this is planet Earth. The governments of planet Earth do not represent the people. I don't think they ever have, and probably never will until the good future that you keep telling about us about is going to happen, and we hope it does happen. But this is the reality of now. Governments don't represent the people. They're all crooks, con artists, you know? The world is being run like a professional wrestling scenario, you know? Whatever group of politicians there are in America, here we got the Democrats and the Republicans. The Dems versus the Republicans, you know? D versus R. It's a constant battle. Never unity. You look at all the last presidential elections. Everybody who's won the election, they only win by a little over 50% because the country is that divided, and part of the division has to do with Democrats and Republicans. Political parties that keep the us versus them game going. That's right. It's designed that way to keep us in conflict. You know? Did you ever stop to realize that? It's been a con game from the beginning. It's like a professional wrestling scenario. That's right. You know, everybody says, well, you know, there's a fine line between the Democrats and the Republicans. Sure there is. It's like there's one party playing out wrestling scenarios. This month, the Republicans will be the good guys. Next month, the Democrats will be the good guys. And vice versa, or whether it's this year, the Republicans will be good guys. Next year, the Democrats will be good guys. And they go back and forth with this. Who says the world isn't being ruled by Vince McMahon? If you know professional wrestling, you know what I'm talking about. But that's where it's at. It's that bad. You know? And these people, the grandstanders, the one that get in front of the cameras, that's what they're doing. They're grandstanding, and they really are a separate entity from the people. Governments don't serve people. They serve lobbyists. They serve people, rich people with money. That is where it's at. Hey, it was a great idea back when the Constitution was ratified and the Bill of Rights were written. Yeah, it seemed like a great plan back then, but it didn't take long before the whole thing was being controlled by money and bribery. And that's where we're at today. You show me a country that isn't ruled by bribery. Well, it's not on this planet, I'll tell you that. And that's the reality. And I don't think the ETs that are here to help us, the Galactic Federation of Light, GFOL for an abbreviation, Arcturians, Syrians, Pleiadians, Ashtar Command, all you guys, you don't understand how bad it is out here on Earth. Politicians and the people they rule over are two separate entities. The governments here on planet Earth do not represent the people. And so if, you know, you're focusing on getting the bad guys off our planet and the real, like the NWO, New World Order, jerks that really just want to control us and use us and abuse us. Yeah, we're grateful that you've come here to remove all these no-gooders, but at the same time, the other ones who represent the people, these are losers. These people are not qualified, and you're going to be dealing with them, and you're going to try to get them to fall in line with what you got in mind or whatever, and meanwhile, you're still avoiding the general population, just like they've done for hundreds and thousands of years. You know, that's what I see. Why are you avoiding the general population just like they did? Chain of command systems are all tainted on this world. If you're going to make any pacts with the people of the earth and really want to liberate them, you have to totally ignore government, because government on this world does not represent the people. And that's how it is. And you need to consider that. You need to be listening to this transmission tonight and understand the real picture here. The people who, even the people who are not the real bad guys, even the people that might look to you as being the good guys who have authoritative positions in government and other chain of command systems, these people are not qualified to be in charge of anything. That's right. They're not qualified. They might have positions of authority, but it's all through money, buying out, trickery, bribery, and not what you know, but who you know. And these people can't be trusted. How many times, you know, the fish in time saves nine, you guys should have come here decades ago. Because the situation is so friggin' out of hand now that you're not able to control it. You know, you almost sound like our government that we have here already. Oh, you're too busy taking care of the underground reptilians and the guys with the bombs up in the sky that are threatening to kill the human race, blah, 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 blah. And you're so busy with that, you're ignoring the general public. It's all the honest justice and freedom, you know, and to be treated fairly. And we'll never get that under authoritative structures the way they're set up here on Earth, because governments are stacked 10 deep with unqualified individuals that have brought out their right to inherit the next chain of command situation that's available. It's that bad here on Earth. Yeah, there's small groups of people that really have an understanding and consideration for the Earth as a living entity, but none of those people have authority. No. Only the idiots and the ones who have fallen in and willing to obey the stupid programs of the past, which is all about using people as slave labor and indoctrinating people into believing a small bag of lies rather than the all-encompassing truth. Well, that's the horror story here. And believe me, I'm really annoyed myself. I've tried to make contact with you people. You claim you're here helping us. Well, you know what? I'm not going to hold my breath on that because I really haven't seen it yet, you know? You talk about you want to get ready and to bring the motherships down and show yourself. Well, what's stopping you, really? Any, you could have done it already, and you're making up excuses as far as I can see why it can't be done already. Hey, the world's ready for it. You know, we've had to deal with all this trash ruining our lives on a global scale. Believe me, if you came down with 20 million spacecraft, we would not worry about it. We'd be gladly welcome it as long as you don't act like the stupid government rulers we have now. And, you know, when I hear what's going on Twitter, you guys sound pretty close to the stupid government we have already. I mean, sure, you're going to give us the replicators, you're going to give us free energy. Yeah, we love that. We want that. You're going to give us free us from the bank, crooked banking system. We love that, too. You're going to bring a little sanity to the world. You're going to get rid of some of the bad guys, but, hey, that's all hearsay, you know? Nice for us to hear, but, I'm, you know, it's not happening fast enough, you know? I don't know who you know, Galactic Federation of Light. You're probably all eternal beings already, but guess what? When you have a short human life, you know, it's a different viewpoint. And you really need a lesson in learning to take care of people. You know, that's one of the teachings of Jesus. Those who want to be in charge of everything need to be the servants of everybody. And okay, you know what? You're not the servants of everybody yet. You're talking about it, but, you know, we need to see some more results. You wonder why people don't want to jump in on the boat and with you? Well, we've been lied to for hundreds of thousands of years. In the last 100 years, we've had to deal with all kinds of crooks and liars and deceivers. And then, yeah, you're telling us all these good things, but guess what? You seem to be aloof away from us telling this. You're not personally meeting with us. Hey, if you landed on the White House lawn, you landed in Times Square or something with your spacecraft, and you went down and talked to us and told us, hey, we come here to free you. Yeah, we might be more happy and responsive, but all I hear is tweets about something that's happening, supposedly, and basically, I don't see anything happening. It's still the same rotten ball game here down on the face of the earth, where it's every man for himself, and we're not going to give up how we've learned, how we have to deal with this reality until we see some results. And, you know, it's all talk so far. And that's something that you guys need to consider. We're not, you know, we understand that we've heard your message already. Yeah, you're here to help us. You're doing work behind the scenes. But guess what? We have short lives, and we want to see fast results. If you were listening to me 20 minutes ago, I was talking about Second Avenue Subway in Manhattan. 40 years to do a two-mile underground digging, and they're only halfway done with it. 40 years. Well, guess what? That's like half a person's life. And no, we can't sit here and patiently wait 40 years or something ridiculous like that for you to do what you've been talking about. No, we can't, because we're sick of the 40-year projects that go nowhere and solve nothing and have no end in sight. And we have plenty to complain about, and what I'm talking are legitimate complaints. And if you're in California, oh my God, you have a million things to complain about there. The you know, the New World Order that apparently has full control of the United States, with the exception maybe President Trump. They have control of our Congress. They have control of the state of California. They're dumping all this bad crap on you. You know, they're starting forest fires. They're burning houses with directed energy weapons. That's right. I'm talking about it here, and if there's nobody talking about it on the news tomorrow, whose fault is that? Not my fault. I'm talking the truth here. But you'll go to work, you drive your cars, pay exorbitant fees for gasoline, pay waste your money buying insurance policies that just suck the money out of you and really offer you nothing. You know, waste your time in traffic because freeways were designed to keep traffic jams in place. That's right. There's no reason that a freeway has to end in a bottleneck all the time. There's no way that a freeway has to get into a parking lot because one lane is blocked or something like that. These problems are so easy to solve, it's unbelievable. But your government, that's right, your local government, your state government, keeps you locked in these evil situations. If there wasn't enough problems with traffic here on the East Coast, let me just tell you how insane it is, because we have to talk about these insanities. You know, the most heavily populated place on the face of the earth, the island of Manhattan in New York City. And how many lanes do we have in and out of to bring the cars in and out of Manhattan? We don't have that many. We don't even have 10 lanes going in and 10 lanes going out. And that's counting all the bridges put together. So, I'll give you a thing. I'll tell you the real story here. In Manhattan, you have the Holland Tunnel 2 lanes in, the Lincoln Tunnel 3 lanes in, and the George Washington Bridge 3 lanes in. So that's 3 plus 3 plus 2. That's 8 lanes of traffic going into Manhattan, the most heavily populated piece of real estate on the planet. Only 8 lanes in and 8 lanes out. And now they're going to start, they've already started on a project where they're going to take 2 of those lanes away from entering into the Lincoln Tunnel. So, you know, now we're talking down to 6 lanes. It's insane. Other than that, you should have 100 lanes going in and 100 lanes going out, at least. Not 8. And now they're going to notch it down to 6. Yeah. Is this insane? This is unbelievably insane. And they're going to continue to go. Oh, they might notch it down only to 7 in and 7 out instead of 8 in and 8 out. But it's still insane. And this is how public transportation is handled, or private transportation. The road system, they've left these bottlenecks in place for decades upon decades upon decades, which only inconveniences the motorists and the delivery drivers. And products have to be brought into big cities by trucks nowadays. No, they don't do them by railroads really anymore. The local deliveries in metropolitan areas are done by trucks exclusively. And what have they done to make it easy for the trucks? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They've made it more difficult over the years. And they called it progress. That's how, what kind of liars they are. And they get people to con you on, oh, this is good for the environment. No, it's not good for the environment. It's not good for anybody. It's making your life more difficult to make you suffer. That's right. There is a purposeful plan out there to make the people suffer. It's been going on for decades. Nobody talks about it. I'm talking about it, but I'm telling you the facts. And on the East Coast here, they are the worst. And we all hear about the traffic jams out in Los Angeles. Let me tell you something. In 1 week, the plan can be laid out how to alleviate all those traffic plans. 1 week! That's it. In less than 1 week, the plans can be voted upon how to alleviate all the traffic snarls in Los Angeles. Same for New York, too. But it will never happen until all the bad guys have been removed from this world. You know, I go on Twitter, I tweet that to these people who claim they're representing the Galactic Federation of Light. You know, we've heard about these beings in, the Men in Black movie that was out, and they talked about the Arcturians and the other ET societies that work with us. Yeah, they're here. They've been here for a long time, and they... I don't know. I guess they don't even perceive that this is going on, but government does not serve the people. Government on Earth does not represent the people. They manipulate the people. They use us, they abuse us, and they're part of the problem. But meanwhile, they still don't get the picture. It's a really annoying, you know? We know you're good guys. We know there's peace in the universe. We know there's love out there, and we know you love us and you want to help us, but at the same time, you allow yourself to be duped and lied to by the people that are supposed to be representing us here. You have your list of bad guys, but guess what? There's 10 more lists of bad guys that you don't know about. And when we try to tell you about them, apparently you're not listening because you think you're from the higher dimensions and you know better than us. Well, you don't. You know? And why did you take so long to get here and help us out? Not to be ungrateful, but hey, you know, like, what's your excuse? Believe me, if I was in charge of this sector of the universe, believe me, all these problems on Earth would have been solved a long time ago, because I'm somebody that keeps an eye on what's going on. You know, sure, you know about all the bad guys in the center of the Earth and revolving around our planet and evil spacecraft and all that other stuff, and we thank you for that stuff that we can't even be aware of. We have enough problems with our own face-to-face flesh and blood representatives who are all traitors, all just people after themselves. Money hungry, greedy, no good, stupid so-and-sos. That's what our representatives of our government are. You know, I just have to remind any ETs that might be listening out there, you know, we all here on Earth, maybe you forgot the story about the one called Valiant Thor, who met with President Eisenhower in 1953 or 52, whatever it was, you guys know, and offered the human race free energy. And President Eisenhower couldn't accept it because he was being bullied by the energy controllers of the world and other people, and said, no, you can't do that. You'll put people out of work. You'll do all this. You'll do all that, and we'll lose money. And he allowed himself to get bullied by a bunch of traitorous, greedy, profit-hungry world controllers that he called the... And he warned us about the industrial, whatever he called this, watch out for the industrial complex. The corporations that control the world, the military-industrial complex. And they convinced him, no, you can't take that gift of free energy. Well, that's it. We could have been on free energy from the early 50s. And who ruined it for us? Greedy fellow human beings that are ruled by the dark side. They don't want us to have free energy. They don't want us to be free. They want the status quo to continue. And what do we have now? We have totalitarian governments becoming more totalitarian. We have republics becoming totalitarian. And you just look at some of the unfortunate countries over there in Europe, and you'll see they're turning into totalitarian governments. You know, the people of England, they can't speak, talk what they want anymore in public. Or the police will arrest them and charge them with some fake crime. Basically, the crime is, you said things that the government said you can't say. Pretty sick, but that's where it's at now. Start paying attention. Go on the internet and see what's going on over in England. You know, it's a totalitarian government now. It's got nothing to do with democracy or republic. Yeah, sure, they're still trying to masquerade as a republic, but just like in America here, all the representatives represent the rich people, and the rich people represent the world controllers, and the world controllers represent the ETs, the bad ETs, the dark-serving extraterrestrial beings that all want a piece of the pie, all want our planet Earth to be a slave, continue to be a slave planet, which it is. Forget about prison planet. It's a slave planet. Everyone has been put into financial enslavement except the 1% of the 1% that control everything. Right? It's not even 1%. It's the 1% of the 1% that can control everything. And, yeah, it's been said, what, 5 people control all the news agencies, mainstream media? Well, no wonder why you don't get no fake news, because that small group of people, they're definitely serving the evil ETs that have control, that are mind controlling the key people with the money, who are watching us like hawks, every penny we spend, and they have control of us through their money system. Well, it's the harsh reality. Hey, listen, this is a call-in radio show. If you have a joke, hey, call in, you know? Number here is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. That sounds like a phone number. Anyhow, yeah, you can call in on that number. Hey, and, I've challenged, and I'll make it clear again. Listen, you know, even though I am a presidential candidate, that's right. The name here is Tom Edison. I am your host on the Connect the Dots radio show. I am a 2020 presidential candidate, doing it the hard way as an independent write-in candidate. That's right. That's a play on words. I'm a write-in candidate, and that's right. So that means, I'm a legitimate write-in candidate. I don't have to do any paperwork to get my name on the ballot. All I have to do is tell people, like I'm telling my audience now, to when you vote in the 2020 election, assuming you vote, you have to write my name in, because I'm a write-in candidate. My name will not be on the ballot, but you should make an effort to learn how to spell my name and write my name in, because I am the only qualified person running for president of the United States. And all you Trump lovers out there, hey, You know, if you think Trump's so good, all you have to do is drop me a line. Hey, if we elect you president, will you allow President Trump to be part of you? Yeah, sure, well, if he's got something to offer still. I think he has talents to offer. But he compared to me, President Trump knows nothing. I know 100 times more than he does, and I know 1,000 times more than he does. And compared to all the other phony candidates he'll probably be running, I know 1,000,000 times more than they do. Because I'm a self-educated person. Anybody that runs under the Democrat Party ticket, or even the Republican Party ticket, they don't know diddly squat. People like President Trump because he's defiant to the status quo, and he's not afraid about writing executive orders. Unfortunately, he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. I have to say it like that. Come on, there's chemtrails out there killing the Earth. The 5G microwave frequencies are going to be broadcasting in front of your house and slowly killing you and your family members. He's not doing anything about that. And, of course, the Democrats are not doing anything about that either, because they don't give a crap about anyone except people that vote for them. And that's all they care about, is that you vote for them, and they will never do anything for you. You know, they'd rather help out illegal aliens than help you, the American people, you know? And this is the sad situation we have. And like I said, Democrats, Republicans, they're all part of the same one big political party that plays out the wrestling scenarios. You know, we're the good guys, they're the bad guys. Next week, we'll be the bad guys, and they'll be the good guys. Democrats and Republicans, there's not much difference. They're all friggin' crooks. That's it. You know, if I had it my way as president, I'd wipe the blackboard clean and say, you're all fired, because you're crooks. You know, unless you're willing to quit your crooked political party, you don't belong in office in Washington, D.C., because you know, as the old saying goes, you can't serve two masters. You know, you can't serve the political party, and you can't serve the lobbyists, and you can't serve the people at the same time. And, of course, that's what the older politicians are. They're not only trying to serve two masters, they're trying to serve three masters, if not more. And probably some of them are trying to serve the demons that rule over them. Yes, demons do exist, and they do control people. How do you think all these mass killings happen? And killing for no reason. It's demonic beings. And the demonic beings work with the New World Order, who has the sophisticated AI technologies to put voices in people's heads and tell them to do stupid things. This has been going on for years. Why is the mainstream media talking about it? Because they're paid the teleprompter-faced narrators that sit in front of the TV screen. They're all being paid to just relive the TV screen, no matter what the TV screen says. That's what their job entails. You just read what's on the screen, never mind whether it's true or not, and just smile and be happy, and you'll get your paycheck at the end of the week, and that's what mainstream media news is all about. And but you, the people, you who are listening to me, you, the regular people that have never participated in life, 2020 is an important year if we make it there, because the people that are running the show now, they're liable to allow a good portion of the human race to get killed. 5G, microwaving of people 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, eternally. Harmful energies. You're in your home, you're trying to sleep, and while you're sleeping, those harmful energies are invading your body, altering the molecules, water molecules in your body, destroying your DNA, and the government is going to allow this to happen. This is going to go into effect before the end of the year. What do I got to say to wake you people up? It's going to go into effect before the end of the year. They've got the wires up in every town here on the East Coast. They've got floodlights placed where they're going to turn off the electric on purpose. You know? If they put like 100,000 floodlamps up on every quarter in 2 weeks, something is up. Have you heard it on the news? Absolutely not. Have you heard anybody talking about it? Absolutely not. Even the ETs are not talking about it. It's going on right in front of your face. You mean, walk out to your telephone pole. Start looking at it. When you drive to the local stores you go to, start looking on the telephone poles. Look at all the flood lamps that are up. Look at all the extra wires on the telephone poles. And you try to tell me there's nothing going on. Plus, get yourself a microwave radiation detection meter. Yeah, sure, it'll cost you over $300, but it'll make you aware of what the hell's going on behind your back, and they're getting ready to cook you, you know, more than KFC. You're going to be fried good. And there's no discrimination here. They want to fry and cook everyone, make them sick, give everybody cancer. Then you go to the doctors, and they'll put the final nails in the coffin with their radiation therapy. Meanwhile, marijuana can cure everything, and the federal government refuses to legalize it. Why? There's no logical reason to keep it illegal, except for the kickbacks that the government people get paid to keep it illegal, so that the CIA and all the other crooked drug-dealing organizations are allowed to make profits and throw the kickbacks to the politicians that make the laws that allow them to keep this sham going. Well, you think the U.S. military and the British military and all the other concerned militaries are in Afghanistan? They want their control of the poppy crop, which is the heroin crop, you know? So they don't care about the people there. It's about the cash crop running over there. Yeah, insanity, insanity, insanity. Hey, listen, just in case you didn't realize, you're listening to Connect the Dots radio show. I'm the author of the book, Connect the Dots Theory, that explains everything. Explains why government is crooked. Explains why things are the way they are. Explains why we're living in a male-dominated world. The book is called Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, I'm also a singer-songwriter, the only singer-songwriter ever to run for president of the United States. Go to CD Baby Music Store. You heard it. CD. You know, like compact discs. CD Baby Music Store. I've got two albums out there, Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. Easy way to get there, go to BBS Radio. Go down to Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. Click on it. Then scroll down to the CD Baby link. It's in like blue, kind of violet-colored letters. You just click on it, takes you there. There's my albums. You can listen to every one of the songs. You get to listen to 29 seconds of every one of my songs. And what's good about CD Babies, you can buy just single songs or download single songs. You don't have to buy the whole album. And, hey, support what I'm doing. I'm running for president and trying to give the people justice and take care of the common people. You know, I am a legitimate candidate. Go to my website. You'll see 2020presidenttomedison.com. I'm bringing to the table more than any presidential candidate in the United States of America has ever brought to the table. Prove me wrong. Anyhow, we're getting to the end of the show. And unfortunately, nobody called you with a joke. Well, that's just too good. Next show, I'll tell some jokes. I tell them on Twitter now and then, too. But, you know, hey, we all need to hear jokes make us laugh, because that's how it is. Smiling, the world smiles with you. And, you know, so those of you who are listening and don't have a joke and didn't call in today, well, that's your homework assignment. Go find out a joke and next week call in and enlighten us all with a little humor. So we're getting to the end of the show. If you listen to the show before, you hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you the partying kind? I'm the partying kind, but are you the partying kind? You hear the guitar solo that ends there, and then it's followed by the complete song, my short little song called I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem that I wrote for myself and an anthem for anybody who wants to be somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown and go to the music, and then I'll see everybody next week. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All unknown, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look on.